Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Mindset Check podcast. I'm your host, Misha McKittrick. This is a podcast where we believe that as you take time for a mindset check, you have more power than you think you do. And where we also believe that you have the capacity to teach your brain to do hard things. Whatever it is that feels hard for you right now, you have the capacity to turn that around. That's what we're getting into today. Before we do, I wanted to thank our sponsor for this episode, JumpSport Fitness. JumpSport Fitness has a way of making fitness fun while also keeping you young. I'll leave a link for their products in the show notes below. Their products are so fun, you literally forget that what you set out to do is to work out. So check them out, and thank you so much, JumpSport Fitness, for sponsoring this episode. All right, we are in season 3 of the Mindset Check podcast, really surrounding ourselves with all the reminders that help us to create an incredibly blissful state internally inside of us. And then we get to watch as the rest of the world around us, the outside, lines up to match what we're feeling on the inside. That's what this podcast season is all about. We're so glad that you're here with us. Let's jump into the podcast. All right, so how many of you get distracted when you're trying to get important things done? This is something that wildly actually plagues and affects our society as a whole. And I want to talk to you today about how to correct that, how to bring yourself back into a state where you're training your brain to finish hard things, things that present a challenge to you in your life. So there's this guy, his name's Chris Bailey, and he gave a TED Talk about how to get your brain to focus. Okay, that's the title of the TED Talk. And he talked about how research shows when we do work in front of our computer, especially when our phone is nearby, we actually end up focusing on something for 40 seconds before we switch to something else. And the big problem around this is that our brains are actually wired to crave stimulation. And so our brains reward us with dopamine when we surround ourselves with novelty, new things, something else to look at, another email to check, a social media platform, just all these different things that I know you know what I'm talking about, right? And when we are surrounding ourselves with this, we're actually getting these hits of dopamine. And so we become addicted to this pattern versus being able to sit down and do really deep work and to accomplish things that really are challenging for us. Chris Bailey says, the state of our attention is what determines the state of our lives. If we are distracted in each moment, those moments of distraction and overstimulation build up to create a life that feels more distracted and overwhelming, like we don't have a clear direction. But when we become less stimulated, we make our mind more calm, we get the benefits of added productivity and focus and ideas and creativity, but we also live a better life because of it. So that's the research of Chris Bailey, and you can see that ultimately he is asking us to rid ourselves of distraction all the time so that our brain can kind of push that reset button so we're not constantly craving it and looking for things that are giving us those dopamine hits from just those short interactions of time. They actually create your attention span to be so small that it's difficult to read a whole book or to focus on whatever it is in front of you that you're actually trying to focus on. So his way to solve it is to be able to make your brain more calm. And I honestly believe that with my whole heart that that actually does work, especially when you involve something on the level of meditation. I think that that can amp that up even more. But what I really want to talk to you about is creating a different pattern in your brain than the pattern that he's talking about. So I want to talk to you about another segment that is by Mark McLaughlin, and he is a neurosurgeon. He said, I've interviewed over 700 people, neuroscientists, psychologists, Olympians, billionaires, all kinds of people. And he did this to be able to learn about future memory. He said that neuroscientists and surgeons can actually see when they look at images of a brain that the brain leaves tracks when people take on hard things and finish them. He says it leaves gaps in the brain, physical gaps, when we take on hard things and we don't complete them. So I like to mesh these two ideas together, where we are actually in a society, in a world where we are being trained to be very distracted and to have very short attention spans, which also means that when we sit down to do something that takes a long time, we are creating a pattern of quitting. And when our brain creates a pattern of quitting, every single thing that we try to put our mind to that feels important, that feels like a little bit challenging to us, which we actually create and have even more chemicals that are feel-good chemicals that are released in our body when we complete bigger tasks, hard things, than those tiny, small dopamine hits. It's just really training ourselves in a different way. So these gaps that he's talking about that he can see, that some neurosurgeons can see inside of our brain, really are those neural pathways. And they are not connecting together when we try to do hard things. And there is a really great solution for that. And that is simply just to teach yourself to do something a little bit harder and a little bit harder. Mark says, people that don't finish hard things are more likely to quit in the future. People that finish hard things are more likely to finish in the future. So this is what he's talking about with future memory and what he's learning about with future memory. He says the more that you complete, the more tracks your brain lays down and the more likely you are to be successful in the future. So here's my little ounce of motivation for you today, is to know that when you're up against something hard, you might need to limit your distractions so that your brain can focus on something and do hard work. And you can literally retrain your brain to sit down and do the things that feel hard. And the more that you do, the less hard that they feel in the future, or the more challenges that you can then continue to take on, right? Your time and attention span gets longer in the time that you're able to focus on something. You're actually able to sit down and read a book or accomplish the creative brain task that's in front of you. And this goes for physical tasks and applications as well in life. But I think that there's so much around us just sitting down and putting our mind to something that has become really challenging in our society. So I wanted to make sure that you know that it really isn't difficult to flip the switch in your brain. It's limiting your distractions so that you don't teach your brain to have a pattern of craving those distractions, and put your mind to it and do something for longer than 40 seconds and let that time build up to where you're doing an hour and a half of deep work without checking your phone or without getting distracted on something with your computer in front of you. Then you teach yourself how to have this longer attention span and to be more capable. You really are more capable than you think you are. And I hope that through this bit of information that you see, that you can retrain your brain to have more capacity to complete important work and things that present and feel challenging to you, but you'll also get a greater payoff in the end chemically, and you're also teaching yourself that you can do it. I hope that through that you see that you have more power than you think you do. All right, I hope you got something really great from this message. If you did, make sure that you pass it on. Also, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It wildly helps the podcast to be suggested to others, and we cheer every single time over here at the Mindset Check when we get a new rating or a new review. Those reviews make or break a podcast. So if you haven't reviewed the podcast, I would really appreciate it if you do. And one last thing that I wanted to remind you about is when we complete hard things, we also bring about ourselves a different feeling inside of us. And that is the most important part of also finishing hard things, because then you feel accomplished and good instead of full of self-doubt and worthless feelings. And so retraining your brain and just giving yourself a little bit more of a challenge in this arena also helps you to reset the feelings and emotions you feel inside, which, as we know, completely create, alter, and affect your internal state. Until next time, my friend.